got a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. This is a regular show, this time from 6 to 7:30pm Vancouver time, and it's called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm here with you for the next hour and a half and celebrating something special this week. This is a landmark. Once this podcast is all burnt, set up, put up on the blog, this will be podcast number 200 of this show from this station, from this chair, from this board. So thanks so much to CITR Radio for allowing me to host this show weekly, and to all the fabulous guests that I've had over the last couple of years, and of course to all the people listening right now and anyone who's listening on podcast in the future. Thank you, everybody. Hopefully there'll be many, many more shows ahead with many fantastic guests, local musicians and travelers. Like last week, we had Two Stowaway. He was a gentleman from Melbourne and he showed up with his guitar, played a few songs for us and chatted, and he's on his way to the island. And this week, we have an extra special guest, Sarah Wheeler. She is an established singer-songwriter from the city here in Vancouver. And she popped down to the studio this afternoon. She couldn't be with us live because she has work this evening, but we recorded a great half-hour chat and three songs as well. So that will be up around about 6:30. And that's something to look forward to. So let's start off with some older music. And I wanted to celebrate the 200th podcast with something a bit special because I was at the Main Street Vinyl Fair just last weekend, the Main Street Vinyl Fair, which is on every few months or so, thanks to Robert Prevett, who he actually has a show here on CITR, and he is the main ringleader behind this fantastic event with heaps of vendors in a big hall just off Main and 17th, I think it was. And anyway, I walked up to a vendor, was going through the bins, and found four classic Australian records. I had to buy them immediately because this is what I do, and I play them on the show. One was the debut from the Hoodoo Gurus, the classics, Don't Age Romeo's. I also found the Lime Spiders, classic record. I think it was called Cave Comes Alive. I could be wrong. I don't know that record well. I'll double check it at home because I'll bring it into play. But what I was really excited about was two records from the Celibate Rifles, a legendary band, probably my favorite punk band of all time. They're from Sydney, and they formed in 1979. A definitely world-class band, and I was able to pick up two of their classic albums. And I'm going to play for you a few tracks from this first one. It's called The Turgid Miasma of Existence. It came out in 1986 on Hot Records. And I also picked up Roman Beach Party as well, which is regarded as probably their greatest album, and I'll play some tracks from that another week. But for now, here we go. This is the Celibate Rifles going right back to 1986. I'm going to play for you two tracks from side one and two from side two. So the album is The Turgid Miasma of Existence, and I'm going to kick it off with a song called Bill Bonnie Regrets. We'll be right back.
possibility. This invisibility reconstituting you and me, a reflection of itself. While at the house of learning, inside those hallowed halls, students in the old school yard get marks for working very hard, just like in the prison yard. And a uniform's a break, and in the factory of lunacy, the wheels are grinding on, and things are looking pretty grim. They sing a cacophonic hymn and meditate the soul within to neutralize the passion. The headline is screaming corruption in the force. They took that money and killed the man selling junk inside the can. Cops and friends walk hand in hand as coffee and a ride, and we come home at 5 o'clock and turn the TV on, and the news is what we want to hear. Electric magic diarrhea, touch a thousand nameless bears in the comfort of your home. Underneath the big top it is election time again. The law and demos all to hell, find an issue they can sell, then I could they just hide well, and it's called democracy.
babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. Where else could you be hearing right now the fantastic sounds of the Celibate Rifles, going right back to 1986 from the record The Turgid Miasma of Existence. A fantastic find for me at the Main Street Vinyl Fair last weekend at the Cambrian Hall. I was extremely excited and snapped this up straight away. This is a classic. 1986 came out on Hot Records, and this band is phenomenally good. Just awesome searing guitar there, Radio Birdman inspired, and real lyrics that are saying something. You know, this is what punk is really all about, social commentary. So they formed in Sydney in 1979, featuring the local vocal and lyrical prowess of Damien Lovelock there. He joined Dave Morris, Kent Steedman, Jim Leone, and the current members Jim Leone and Paul Larson with bass and drums, but the original members, three original members who are still in the band, are David Lovelock on vocals, Kent Steedman on lead guitar, and Dave Morris on rhythm guitar. And they are still around, 1979 till present. In Sydney, every year they do a Boxing Day show on a barge, like in Sydney Harbour. I'd love to do that one day. Anyway, I want to play for you two more songs from this record. Let's get into the second track from side two, Sometimes, and then I want to play you the last track called New Mistakes, which is a real classic. So I'll just jump over to the record player, cue it up, and we'll be right back with Celibate Rifles.
We'll be right back.
mistakes. I'm sick of all the old ones. I let's make some new mistakes and broaden my horizons. And you path to the secret place, the same journey from a different direction. To feel naive again, it's just enough. Let's make some new mistakes without an introduction. Oh, such a pretty girl from such a pretty world. Lost the life she'd imagined, so sad to watch the plot unfold.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. So that was the last track there from the record, The Turgid Miasma of Existence from the Celibate Rifles that came out in 1986. They're a great, fantastic punk band from Sydney. And to bring it here to Vancouver, from a similar era. So the Dishrags, here's a fantastic piece of Canadian punk history. The Dishrags were an all-female band formed in the late 70s in Victoria, 1976, and they became a Vancouver institution, and they put out some great records and did a lot of live shows in the first generation of punk here in Vancouver, including supporting The Clash at the Commodore Ballroom. Anyway, they have had a bit of a resurgence, at least in a historical sense, because there's a record that's been re-released It contains previously unreleased material. The album is called Three, and the vinyl arrives this month, right now. And in fact, Azula Records tomorrow is hosting the Dish Rags in-store appearance to celebrate the release of this. So I wanted to play for you at least a couple of tracks that I found here in the studio. I dug into the record library and found an old 7-inch of the Dish Rags, and I want to play it for you right now. So I'll hop over and press play.
Let you leave me. listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
And it's also punk, including wonderful tracks there from the Dishrags. That's going right back to 1980, a truly pioneering band. The Dishrags formed in Victoria in 1976 or 77 and made their way to Vancouver and became an institution in the first wave of punk. And they featured Jade Black and Sue McGillivray, as well as bassist singer Dale Powers, and a few different members, I think. And they put out three albums before breaking up in the 80s. And they're being honored at the moment because released this just in the last few days, I believe, a record has been released of previously unreleased Dishrags material. And Zulu Records is actually having tomorrow a special in-store appearance from the Dishrags. So it's a piece of Vancouver history, and it was an honor to play this 7-inch record that I found in the library here, which came out in 1980, and it's the Death in the Family 7-inch. So I played for you the tracks Death in the Family and Beware of Dog. So tracks written by Jade Blade and Sue McGillivray of the Dishrags. Wonderful stuff. Interestingly, I'm just looking here online. Somebody just posted on Facebook. I mean, speaking of strong women, strong female artists, there's a little meme going around. Nico Case, who's, of course, an incredibly strong performer. And there's a little thing on Twitter there. Playboy.com wrote, "Nico Case is breaking the mold of what women in the music industry should be." And Nico Case replied in bold capital, "Am I? I'm not an effing woman in music. I'm a effing musician in music." So making a strong statement there that she's a strong force in her right. As is Sarah Wheeler, who is our special guest for this week. And we recorded an interview and live set with her this afternoon. That'll be up right after this song. First up is Shed. They're from Gabriola Island, a favourite of the show, and they're playing tonight at Falconetti's. If you're near Commercial Drive, you can get on down and see them. This is Shed with a track from their latest Screen Life. And up next will be Sarah Wheeler with her special interview and live performance here in the studio.
Down from Lake Elgin, and it's October 10th, and the moon is full, and the air is clear and bright. We just passed a cop. We won't see another one. The lights of Elgin Mayor twinkling in the distance. She reaches into the glove and pulls out an 8-track. Hendrix, Electric Ladyland. And everybody laughs. She reaches into the glove again, and everybody laughs again. The trees are silver in the moonlight, the clouds and mountains in the distance. My foot's pressing down on the gas. We're going faster, and faster, and faster, and faster, and faster, and then the speed kicks in. Speed kicks in. Speed kicks in. Speed kicks in. Yeah, well now, yeah. Heading north out of Toronto on the 401. It's October 3rd. The moon is full. The air is clear. Four lanes straight ahead empty. We just passed a cop. We won't see another. She reaches into the glove and pulls out a CD. Hendrix, Electric Ladyland. And everybody laughs. She reaches into the glove again and everybody laughs again. Those old farmhouses and telephone poles and trees are just flying by. My foot's pressing down harder and harder and harder, and we're going faster, 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 and then the speed kicks in. Up to the crest, used all 21 gears. Sky high lake below, so turquoise. I coast to a stop just past. The trees are so green, air so warm. I reach down to my iPod, put on Hendrix, Electric Ladyland. Realize everybody else is doing the same. We all laugh. Then I push off with one foot.
All right, that in the background is Shed there. They are playing tonight at Falcon Eddie's off Commercial Drive. I highly recommend seeing them. I saw them at the Roxy just last Tuesday, and they have a great new lineup, including a really, really young guy on guitar who was quite phenomenal. He's only about 15 or so. So in the background there is a great track called Speed. So we have to press on. We have Sarah Wheeler and her special interview coming up right after this.
And I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
It's so watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
So welcome back to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ausstranded. So this week we have a special studio guest to help us celebrate the 200th podcast of Stranded here on CITR. Sarah Wheeler popped into the studio this afternoon and had a chat with us and recorded three songs, and you're going to be hearing those very soon. But first up, let's get you in the mood. This is Sarah Wheeler, Vancouver-based singer-songwriter from her third release, Out of the Woodwork. This came out in 2011. Let's kick off this part of the show with Green Papaya from this record. This is Sarah Wheeler.
Then you dove into the water as I shouted from the shore. Please don't leave me hollering, 'cause drinking's an established bore. And crying from the corner as she looked into his smile, he ducked and dodged the bullets and swallowed oysters with his eyes. You carved up the turkey, slice up the lime. Train must lead to tomorrow. At least we had our time.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Anything? Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Everybody. This is CITR Radio, and you're listening to Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So, you just heard there a track called Green Papaya from Sarah Wheeler from her 2011 release called Out of the Woodwork, and that's on her own label called Poncho Records. And Sarah came down to the studio today and recorded a brief interview and three songs that she played for us with her acoustic guitar and fabulously powerful and expressive voice. So, let's get into this interview right now. This is Sarah Wheeler live on CITR Radio. To help celebrate the 200th podcast of this very show. Okay, so here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And our very special guest for today is Sarah Wheeler. She is a local singer-songwriter. And I'm really pleased that she's come down today. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. We first really connected at the record store day a month or so back, thanks to a mutual friend, David Love Jones. So you've known him for quite a while. He's a DJ at the station.
I have known him for many moons. He is an old friend of mine. We used to work in record stores together years and years ago, so that's how I know him.
Interesting, because he runs Vinyl Records, which is a fantastic place.
His shop is amazing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, David, what the heck happened here? These records have exploded. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does, he has musicians come on and play now, which is fantastic. It's a record store day, and that's where I met Sarah. And I had a chance to, I'm a beginner myself of songwriting and performing, and I got to go that, so that was great.
It was awesome. I got to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And you also know someone else here, another DJ at the station.
That's right, Linda Bull. Yeah. I'm old friends with Linda from way back, just personal friends. Yep. She's a great lady.
And she's Australian, and she does the Italian music show here on CITR. So, yeah, I get the sense that you've been around the city for a long time and you are born and bred, which is a rarity in Vancouver.
I know. One of the three people.
I think I know the two other people. I think I know now the three people who are born and bred here.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you do come from a rich musical background. And, in fact, your grandfather, can you tell us a little bit about his experiences in the 50s and 60s.
That's right. Yeah, he's a jazz pianist. He passed away before I was born, so I didn't get to really talk to him. It would have been really cool. But he was a jazz pianist, and he played with like Nat King Cole, Sammy Davis Jr., Lena Horne, lots of big names. There's a story about like my uncle when he was really young. He went to one of my grandpa's rehearsals, and he was being a little bit squirrely. He wouldn't sit still on his chair, and so they were like, oh, sit him up on top of the piano. So he sat him up on top of the piano, still, you know, not behaving. And so the guy was conducting, gave my uncle this little conducting baton, and he kind of chilled out and stuff like that. And the conductor was Nat King Cole. So it's kind of like a...
Whoa.
It was kind of a cool story in the family. But yeah, he played in the Cave. You know, there's pictures in the Cave nightclub, which was like this jazz club, dance club that looked like a cave on the inside. There's really cool black and white pictures of people going out and listening to music. And back then, people were, you know, would dress up to go out. So they're really cool, styly looking pictures in this cave. Anyway, yeah, so that's... He kind of taught my mom and my... I know she, there's a big family on that side, so he said they all learned to sing and they're all musical. And so my mom was a singer growing up. She wanted to become a singer, but my grandpa was like, you know, it was a Catholic family. They're like, it was different time period. And he's like, you're not hanging out in the nightclubs. And he kind of discouraged her from following that path. But she's like a natural singer, and she just always sang with us. We always listened to music. You know, I thought growing up, I kind of thought like a couple of songs were just like family songs that we sang. Turns out they're actually Johnny Cash songs. They're not. You know, but yeah, I was lucky to grow up in that kind of an environment.
Yeah, and it sounds like you know you still have kind of family hootenannies, that kind of thing, I guess.
Yes, like, yeah, yes. When my family still gets, like, a lot of us all still live here, so we get together and, like, you know, Christmas and holidays and stuff like that, and have dinners. We usually bring up the guitars and sing. They are a boisterous group. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, great. Well, you know, I always like to get into a song pretty early in the interviews to give people an idea of what Sarah can do with her amazing voice, accompanied by acoustic. Yeah, how about we get into a track? What are you going to play for us first up?
I think I'll start with Eye for an Eye. This is a new song.
People get ready, it's time to make a stand and show our love is broadband. Let us be happy, the state in which we're born, and do our duty. Listen when nature wants. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole society, then they must account for inhumanity. If you're black, white, brown, straight or gay, if you believe in God or go your own way, into your heart, look at your family and friends, 'cause we all know we can no longer pretend. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. people get ready. It's time to make a stand and show our love is broadband. Let us be happy. The state in which we are born. And do our duty. Listen when nature warns. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind. An eye for an eye just makes the
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
There we go. There's a prime example for you of the great power of Sarah Wheeler's voice and also her brilliant lyrics as well. If anyone tuned in at the start of the show, you heard the great Australian punk band The Celibate Rifles with some wonderful social commentary. And as far as I'm concerned, what Sarah just played there had as much punch and power as a full punk band with five guys playing with great lyrics. So well done.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
No problem. Yeah. That sounded wonderful, and you know, it just, I don't know, to me it just sounded like a bit of a is that one of your signature songs, would you say? Because it's, you packed a lot in there for not just great sound, but you're saying something in those lyrics. So
I like to like use it to kind of get things happening, get warmed up, get push it out there, and you know, get the energy going, because it's kind of a passionate song.
Yeah. So like you bring that out early in your sets, is that what you're saying? Like
yeah. Get myself a little fired up.
That's great. Yeah. So like a manifesto, you know. Yeah. Well, wonderful. How old is that song?
That's a new one. So it's not on a recording yet. This recording I got in here is what year is that?
Well, Sarah Wheeler's third record came out in 2011, Out of the Woodwork. And I did notice that you recorded two new ones, and they're up on iTunes. So that was one.
I think that one isn't up on iTunes yet. This is new. So I've just been playing with a new band now this last year or so. We've got a whole bunch of new tunes, all new tunes that are not on this old recording here. It's not that old, but on this recording here.
Ah, great. And of course, I did see you at the Chapel Arts with your new band, with the Jazzmanian Devils.
Oh, those are friends of mine, Jazzmanian Devils.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my band. That's a great band. Yeah, I just met those guys, and I played a burlesque show with them. That was a hilarious show.
It was. Yeah. and another example of how you're very well connected to the musical history, I think, of this city. Because, the Jazzmanian Devils, I've since learned from people like David Love Jones that they were quite an institution here in the city.
Dennis Mills.
Yeah.
He is a party unto himself.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. And it was good to have really different genres of music yourself and those guys. So it's amazing what the city has to offer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah Wheeler. So there you go, folks. A brand new track that you won't be able to find anywhere yet recorded except here on this show and for live shows. I'm curious about your recording background. You put out three records. You did grow up in a very strong musical milieu. When did the idea to start recording as a solo person occur to you? When did that start?
I guess that was in early 2000s. I started recording. I guess the first album was with an earlier band that I had going on, but most of the recording was a solo, just vocal and guitar and some banjo and stuff like that. And then and a couple of tracks with a full band, and then I started playing with a band more regularly. But I've always played kind of some shows solo. Like, in, I like to play with different people, and I like to play in different kind of lineups, like some solo shows, some band shows, playing with different people. I like to keep live performances like kind of electric and a little bit, you know, alive, so you don't know exactly what's going to go on. I like to keep that feeling live because it makes it exciting for me, so I feel it gives a better performance.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's get into another track.
Sure.
Yeah. This is Sarah Wheeler, recorded live for Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show on CITR Radio.
Maybe we'll do something a little more mellow. This is a song called Happy Birthday. Let's give the morning one more try. Look out your way and look at mine. Sometimes we say the wrong words, sometimes we fight, but I can't imagine being anywhere but beside you every night. I've read stories about this type of thing. What makes us different is what makes us the same. So let's dance through this crazy game. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday, yeah. We all need to write. Can lift each other back up in the saddle, but we all have to ride our own steeds. Each of us is learning things we need to be free. I've read a few stories about this type of thing. What makes us different is what makes us the same. So let's dance through this crazy game. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bah! All right, another song here live on CITR Radio. This is Sarah Wheeler. She is a local singer-songwriter from the city of Vancouver. Happy birthday. Is there a specific moment in time that is referencing anyone's birthday, or is it a general reflection on life?
A general reflection.
Yeah. Okay. And can that be, is that another new one, or can that be found here?
Yeah, that's another new one.
Oh, excellent. Well, this is great. Another brand new song for Sarah Wheeler that you will not otherwise hear unless you go to one of her shows, of course, which there will be plenty coming up. I ask this question of just about everyone who comes in with a guitar, because I'm always wondering, is there a story behind a guitar, especially one that looks wonderful, well played, like that Gibson that you're holding.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Yeah, this is an old guitar. It's 1950s, 52, I think. And yeah, it's pretty beaten up. It looks like it's been through the war. It's if you look through the, actually, you can see light coming through the back of it. It's all cracked up, and it's a real little war horse. It's a little sunburst. I work in a guitar shop, so. It's in a kind of an acoustic music shop, and they, you know, every once in a while, cool old guitar. I like old guitars. Took me a while to kind of figure out what kind of guitars I like, but I really like old, beaten-up guitars, and this thing came through, and I had to snag it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a Rufus's guitar shop you work at, is that right?
Yeah. It's a mom-and-pop shop that's been there for ages.
Where is it in the city?
Yeah, it's kind of near UBC, actually. It's around 10th and Alma.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a guy we've had who also works there. He's coming here, Phil Cacucci. Phil, yeah.
Yes.
He's been sitting right where you are.
Oh, Phil.
Amazing.
He is hilarious.
He is.
He's got just a little bit of personality.
He does. a little bit of skill in his finger picking. Yeah. He's extraordinary on guitar.
No kidding.
It's so cool to see the whole picture of Vancouver slowly, making sense of all the wonderful people out there and what they're doing. Besides their, songwriting duties, there is other parts of life, and it must be cool to be in that environment too.
Absolutely, yeah. There's lots of great musicians coming in out of there.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I mean, you have been, of course, born and bred here, and music in Vancouver. Are there any people out there that you're particularly a fan of, or that you've collaborated with, things like that in the past, or anyone?
Stuff that I've collaborated with? Yeah. Right now I'm doing a little singing on Todd Fancy from the New Pornographers. I think there's a kind of a CITR tie in there. I guess Nardwar has been affiliated with the New Pornographers for years and years. And knows all those dudes, and I've just been singing on Todd's new album that's not yet come out, and
another fascinating connection is that he had some production assistance, I think, from a guy in Los Angeles, his name Peter Foldy, and he came on this show as well and spoke about working with Todd Fancy. So
oh,
there
cool.
you go. Yeah,
well, that's crazy. Yeah, I've known Todd for a long time. I've recorded a little bit with him a long time ago as well. Like I sang on AC Newman, like Carl Newman's stuff from the New Pornographers. His first album. I did some backing vocals on that album, and so I just reconnected with him recently. It was really sweet.
Oh, cool.
But another one of my favorites is definitely Mark Davis. He's not from Vancouver. He's from Edmonton. I don't know if you know him. He used to sing in a band called Old Reliable. And he's a great, great songwriter. And his lady, Alice Goss. Great.
Excellent. Well, this is exactly, now I'm going to find him and play his music, because it's just like doing the show, which I find fascinating, but there's so much music, and to learn about the history of Canadian music through the people who come through this
the show. It's really helpful. So,
yeah, I think he's coming into town next month. I think I'm going to do a couple of shows with him. So, yeah, you should come on out.
Oh, and do you know yet where can we tell people where that might be? Or
I actually haven't told him, so maybe. Oh. but I think it will come together. It'll be up on our websites. My website, maybe I should plug it, is sarahwheeler.com. It's easy to find info there.
Definitely. Yeah. For upcoming shows and also, you know, information on recordings. Sarah has 3 records out. The latest is Out of the Woodwork. Mm-hmm. On your own label, Poncho Records. Would you like to comment, about... I mean, this came out a few years ago, so you've had a label for a while, and what that means for you as an independent person with their own label in the context of the music world that's kind of in chaos and breaking down and rebuilding itself. How do you...
There's a big conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. My partner had worked with a small independent label for a couple of years, and we decided to start this label together. And put this record out. We haven't been like soliciting other bands and stuff like that. We were just working together to put this out. And I've been playing since I was like 16 years old. So like there's a big difference between, you know, playing music in the 90s and playing music now. You know, there were like opportunities to actually like interact with the infrastructure of the music industry. To a certain degree, I mean, Vancouver isn't a huge music town, but back then, I mean, I was just talking to a friend I play in another project with, and she used to play Knockdown Ginger and like bands that were, you know, on Much Music and stuff like that in the 90s. And I was like, you know, how did you guys, you know, get your stuff out there back then? She's like, well, we had a manager and stuff. Like, now managers are not, you know, they're non-existent except at the big, like, the upper end of the music industry. So it's definitely more of a do-it-yourself kind of time period. But back then, you know, I worked in record stores for years and years and years. And the first couple albums that I put out, I was lucky that I worked in those music, you know, CD stores. I call them record stores. You know, music stores like A&B Sound, Virgin, and stuff like that. I was lucky because I had, you know, connections there to put those records out and I could get them into stores. But back then, you know, you had to be in, you know, indie pool or something. You had to have some kind of distribution in order to even get your music into a music store. Whereas now, you know, and I was lucky that I could do that then. But now you can get your music out to people very easily. And it's, you know, back then it was super expensive to record. I was really lucky to record in, you know, Mushroom and the Factory and the Warehouse and stuff like that. But it was crazy expensive. And now, I mean, it was an awesome experience. But now you can record amazing stuff, amazing quality, just in a home studio, and you can get it out to people. So that's the advantage. But the disadvantage is that everyone can do that. So the level of, there's kind of a glut of so much information. Not all music is made equal, even though I believe in like anyone who's I teach music, so I'm really getting behind like anyone who wants to play music and get their stuff out there. I'm behind that, and that's a positive experience. But it also makes it difficult for listeners to find stuff that's at another level, you know.
That's right. Yeah. People who have committed, you know, a huge chunk of their life and energy to doing it. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And that's actually part of my guiding philosophy here, is that identifying people who are serious about what they're doing and giving them an opportunity to...
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, this is a time period where Bob Dylan or Neil Young could release an album and we don't even really know. But I mean, Neil Young did release an album on Record Store Day that was kind of a quirky album, granted, and probably didn't get as much push as another album would. But I am like a fan, and I tried to find it, and it's hard to find on you. You know, like it's finding the information that you want that's trickier now.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Back then in a record store, if you worked in a record store, there were new releases. You knew what was coming out, and now there is. You can find those things online, but there's so many different places where you can find that music. It's not like a standardized kind of system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's definitely people listening now, and they can actually go to our blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and you can find my little contribution to curating some quality music. So Sarah's the latest addition to that. So let's How about we play at least one more song?
Let's do it.
And that would be lovely. So this is Sarah Wheeler, live in CITR Radio Studios.
Step into the sun, step out of the shadows, and be who you are. Everybody's got something that really matters. Use this life for love. You only got one shot out of this barrel. But once, if you love someone, then just don't fight it. All you gotta do is open up your heart. Open up your heart. Whoa, whoa. Open up your heart. Whoa, whoa. Roll the dice. Take your hands out for the wheel. Live your life and see how it really feels. Make your mark, 'cause you know we haven't got much time. If we keep rubbing those sticks together, we're bound to spark a fire.
Okay, thank you, Sarah Wheeler. That's another track there, another brand new track that I believe you've put up on iTunes, and there's a video for that too. I saw this afternoon.
That's right.
Yep, one of two. So that's your latest recordings that are available. That song, "Open Up Your Heart," and one other one,
"Surrender or Survive."
That's right. Mm-hmm. Both on iTunes and both with film clips as well on YouTube. So yeah, thanks so much, Sarah, for bringing your positivity and powerful voice and songwriting to the studio here.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all.
What are you doing Saturday, May 24th? If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR.
Yeah.
wake with your head where the light always crept through the glass to your bed, and you breathe and your breath, it is mine and your heart, and it stops when it starts. When it's fast, it's mine. Be in the eye where the war and the cry and the truth are at rest, and your odds and your best, they are mine. If you're shy, if the streaks in the sky shake the window. No, I was like you, and the sun came down and the dust blew around over me. Come beside me with the pen in your hand and your hand in my hand. Go to me, go to me, go to me, go to me. Go to me, go to me, go to me, go to me. Let me give, let me talk, let me live in your pillow. Kill your fear, whisper words in your ear like your kites in a box at your bolts in the docks, and you're sleeping. Oh, you got nothing, you got nothing on me. That's the best place that you'll ever be. Come beside me.
This year's Music Waste Festival features a special Sled Island showcase. Be sure to check out the Toast Collective at 648 Kingsway on Saturday, June 7th, and catch local favorites The Crystal Swells, Supermoon, and Woolworm. For more information, go to musicwaste.ca.
Yes, you're tuning into CITR Radio. This is a little show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Three Canadian tracks there in a row, local-based music. Peak Mountaintops at the top. They're playing tonight at Fox Cabaret. You also heard their singer-songwriter Jordan Klassen with a song called Go To Me from his Kindness EP. And finally, a perfect song for this time of year, Sons of Granville with the track Spring Part 1. This is Stranded. Time to keep going with some more great local music. And Bobby Drano, he is a multi-talented guy. He's a drummer from the band Weed, but also is excellent in his own right as a solo artist. And he's got some great electronica out. So let's feature some of it right now. This is Bobby Drano, local Vancouverite.
What are you doing Saturday, May 24th? If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud, let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audiopile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
The roots of all that, and that that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s. And what an incredible record. Just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you! I need you. Let me have you. You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to. And that can get to you sometime. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around. That can get to you sometime.
The roots of all that, and that that encompasses it, can be found. The roots of all that, and that that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s. And what an incredible record. Just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you!